I've grown a lot, and I find that many of my clothes don't fit me anymore, and my family doesn't have the money to buy me new ones. What can I do?
Well, John, when I'm hard up for money and I want new style, I'm proactive about it. Have you ever heard of a band called the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
No.
Awesome. I'm so glad you have. Their lead singer, Karen O, designs all her own clothes, and she's a rock star.
All the great artists pull their material from the world around them. Try making clothes from things you find on the way to school. I was a big hit in high school with clothes like soda can pants, garbage bag hat, and homeless person backpack.
And remember, John, the right accessory brightens up any outfit.
So steal an accessory.
Here's something I've been worried about. I feel like my old haircut has gone out of style, but I don't know what's in these days. Should I wear it long or short? How should I get it cut?
People pay too much attention to the hair, and not enough attention to the head around the hair.
What girls really like these days is a gaping head wound.
Try walking around a construction site with no hard hat, or wearing stilts in a room cooled by ceiling fans.
Or you can try trepanation, in which a small plug of your skull is removed using a drill.
It's attractive, but what's more, it allows evil spirits to escape from your skull.
I remember a couple years ago, when the Strokes broke out on the scene, that the rock and roll look of the 60s was back in. What's hot these days?
Trust us on this one, John. In the next issue of Rolling Stone, you'll see nothing but the collegiate look of the roaring 20s.
Skinny ties and t-shirts are out, and rowing teams are in. It's the roaring 20s collegiate look, and it's coming out in full force.
Run out to the store and buy yourself a full-length fur coat.
And don't forget the straw boater.
If you can already play the ukulele, great. If you can't, learn.
You'll have legions of girls surrounding you, and they'll be dancing the Hully Gully.
So cut your hair short and greasy,
and part it in the middle,
and get on the roaring 20s bandwagon.
Thanks, guys. Listen, I just turned 14 recently, and my face is getting a little, well, irritated.
Don't worry. It's just acne.
Acne is a skin condition which afflicts a lot of young people your age. You're not alone on this one, Ace.
Acne is caused by three things. Junk food, poor facial hygiene, and lying.
Think hard, John. Have you told your folks any lies lately?
I did rip up my report card before they could see it. I got a D in civics.
Well, you're gonna have to come clean to them about that D.
But you'll also have to do some acne penance.
Like what?
You know Mrs. McGovern?
The old school librarian who keeps her false teeth in a glass on her desk?
That's the one.
Kiss her.
French kiss her.
Plus, do like 100 jumping jacks. That ought to do it.
People have been telling me a lot about a new kind of man called a metrosexual. Is this something to which I should aspire?
Absolutely not.
The people talking about metrosexuals are retarded. They just like to parrot buzzwords.
If there was an article in Newsweek magazine about how hot young stars were getting their legs removed, they'd talk your ear off about leg removal.
Or more specifically, they'd talk your leg off.
So, if anyone ever uses the word metrosexual around you, call the police.
Then cut off their legs.
I heard that Ashton Kutcher did it last week.
And he's red hot.
John, thanks so much for letting us answer a few of your questions about being young and stylish.
Yeah, thank you, guys.